我们在这边敬拜我们的主。
As we worship our Lord here,
将我们的感谢献上。
We want to offer up our thanks.
我们也读到，我们在分享的时候也分享到，仆人因为爱主人的缘故，他不愿意得到自由。
We also have shared that a slave who, because of his love to his master, he didn't want to have freedom.
但是在这个时候，我们再借着诗歌，再来思想何等的爱已经临到我们的身上。
And today, let's use this hymn to reflect how love has come upon us.
让我们再来思想他的爱的长阔高深。
And also reflect on the height and depths of God's love.
好，我们一同站立。
Let's all stand.
Thank you.
Just like the servant did.
我只愿在家中寻求主人的意思。
I only want to seek the purpose of our master.
Thank you.
still remain among us.
但愿给我们这样的确据，主，我们是你的仆人，你负我们的责任。
Give us this assurance that we are your servants and you will be accountable for us.
借着今天的信息再向我们说话。
And speak to us through today's message.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
上个星期那个约翰牧师跟我们交通出埃及记有关奴仆的条例跟奴仆的功用。
Last week Pastor John shared from Exodus concerning the ordinances and function of servants.
我想我们当中有很多弟兄姐妹都得到很大的帮助跟安慰。
I believe we all have gained greatly and been helped.
但是有一个问题就是我们想说这个奴仆的观念可能是在古代的时候才有的。
But we may think this mindset of slaves may just happen in the past.
我们活在这个自由的世界里面的人，我们很难接受这个奴仆的观点。
For those of us living in a free society, it's not easy for us to accept the idea that we are slaves.
可能我们可以就像刚才德语弟兄说，我们是神的仆人。
Like Brother Doug just shared that we are servants of God.
我们可以接受仆人的观念。
We can accept the mindset being a servant.
但是我们却没办法接受奴仆这个，我是奴仆这个观念 ，as a slave。
But it's harder for us to accept that we are slaves.
我们有自由的意志，我们也有自主权。
We have free will and freedom.
奴仆呢，这一切都掌握在主人的手中。
But for a slave, everything is completely under the authority of his master.
我们在公司上班的时候，我们的老板对我们有生杀大权。
Even when we're working, our company boss may have authority over our life.
他可以给我们升迁。
He can promote us.
或者他可以将我们开除。
Or dismiss us.
但是，那又如何？我们还不是他的奴仆啊。
Yet we're not his slaves.
我们常常对我们基督徒而言，我们认为说我们有很尊贵的身份。
For Christians, we all say that we have a noble status.
没有错，圣经也是这样说。
And so does the Bible tell us.
路加福音38节告诉我们，亚当是神的儿子。
Luke 3:38 tells us that Adam was the son of God.
那我们每一个人都是亚当的后裔。
Since we are all descendants of Adam.
既然是亚当的后裔，我们也应该是神的儿女。
And since we are all descendants of Adam, we are also children of God.
但是可惜在伊甸园里面曾经发生了一件的绑架案。
But sadly, in the Garden of Eden, a kidnapping happened.
而从此人就失去了自由了。
And from that point on, a mankind lost its freedom.
亚当跟夏娃那个时候受到撒旦诱惑，吃了分辨善恶树的长的果子。
Adam and Eve, they were tempted by Satan and ate the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
从他们吃的那一刻开始，罪就进到他们的生命的里面。
From that very moment they ate the fruit, sin entered into their lives.
牢牢地占据他们。
And took hold of them.
从此之后，人成为罪的奴仆。
And since then, men became slaves of sin.
而神也曾经说过，你们吃的那的日子就必定死。
And God also said that in the day that you eat of it, you will surely die.
这意思是说，从此之后，神跟人之间的关系就断绝了。
It means that the fellowship with God would be broken.
然后罪进到人的里面，成为人的主人。
And sin entered into man and in order to rule over him.
我们会想说，怎么可能呢？
We will think, how is it possible?
我们再细细来想，他怎么样去控制我们的心思、我们的意志、我们的情感？
But when we think further, sin controls our thoughts, intentions, and emotions.
那个有时候我们会犯错了。
Sometimes we do commit sin unknowingly.
但是我们绝对不犯大罪。
But we do not commit great sins.
哇，这个是我们的观念，错误不等的。不等于罪。
Sometimes we have this mindset that when we make mistakes, this is not equal to our sins.
但是罪是怎么来的？罪乃是从一些的 观念里面，它控制我们，让我们有贪婪的心，让我们有嫉妒的心，让我们会发脾气等等的，我们看起来是一些不好的的行为而已。
But how did sin come about? It includes lying, greed, losing our tempers, and many others. It looks like we may, it's very subtly in our mindset.
但是也因为这样子才会产生大罪。
But because of that, a greater sin will appear.
保罗曾经说，他立志为善由得我，只是行出的出来由不得我。
Paul also once said, "For to will to is present with me, but how to perform what is good, I do not find."
我们就发觉到我们没有办法真正的控制我们的行为。
Then we discover that we cannot truly control our actions.
所以这证明什么？证明我们真是罪的奴仆。
And this proves that we are truly slaves of sin.
我们没有办法有能力去抗拒他的控制，抗拒他的力量。
And we do not have the power to resist the power of sin or go against it.
那犯罪的代价是什么？
So what is the price we have to pay for sinning?
罗马书告诉我们，罪的工价乃是死。
The book of Romans tells us that the wage of sin is death.
神是公义的，他不会以有罪的为无罪。
God is righteous and he will not declare the guilty innocent.
而律法来定我们的罪。
And the law is to show us what our sin is.
律法是无情的。
And the law is uncompromising.
它是一把尺，它只知道说，如果我们 miss 掉这个 mark， 我们就是犯罪。
The law is a ruler. It tells us if we miss the mark, we're sinning.
所以有一天我们到审判台前，我们会来遭受审判的。
And one day we will come before the judgment seat and to be judged.
而我们真受了审判之后，我们被定罪。
And will be condemned after judgment.
而每一个罪的工价，就最后的结果就是死罪。
And the wages of sin is death.
而这个死罪乃是想说，我们从此之后无法再跟神有任何的那个沟通。
And the wage of sin is death, meaning that we cannot communicate with God any longer.
但是神也是慈爱的。
But God is also loving.
他为了爱我们，他亲自为我们预备一个救法。
In order to love us, he prepared a way of salvation.
就是他要预备一个没有罪的人来代替我们这个有罪的人来接受这个刑罚。
Meaning he will find a sinless one to bear the punishment on behalf of us who are sinful.
所以我们真知道这个的赎价是非常非常的大。
We know this is a great price to be paid.
在人的当中最严重的刑罚就是死罪。
In mankind, the greatest punishment is the punishment of death.
我们没有办法用任何的代价去代替一个人死的。
We can't pay any price to be dead for other people.
除非有另外一个人愿意。
Unless there's another one who's willing to do so.
但是在地上找不到一个无罪的人。
But we cannot find a sinless person on earth.
所以神亲自差派他的独生儿子，一个无罪的人来亲自代替我们。
Therefore, God sent His only and begotten Son, a sinless person, onto earth.
所以主亲自为我们偿还了这个罪债。
And God paid the debt of our sin for us.
所以罗马书六章十八节说：“你们既然罪得了释放，就做了义的奴仆。”
So Romans 6:18 tells us, "And having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness."
主亲自为我们付了赎价。
The Lord paid the ransom for us.
他从这个的赎价。就买赎我们回来，所以从此之后我们是属于神的人。
So after paying the ransom price to redeem us, we belong to God.
我们的主权不在罪的手中了。
Our ownership is no longer under sin.
但是因为有这个买卖的结果，我们的主权属于主的。
Because of this transfer, our ownership now belongs to God.
所以圣经称我们为义的奴仆。
So Bible tells us that we are slaves of righteousness.
加拉太书三章十三节说，基督既为我们受了咒诅，就赎出我们脱离律法的咒诅。
Galatians 3:13 tells us, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us.
我们每一个人有一天都要到神的审判台前。
One day we all will stand before the judgment seat of God.
但是当主那个神看见我们这些有 耶稣基督宝血印记的人的时候。
But when God sees us who has the mark of the Lord's precious blood upon us,
他知道我们是他用宝血买赎我们的人，所以呢，我们不再被定罪了。
Then he knows that we are those who are redeemed by the Savior, and we are no longer will face the destiny of destruction.
所以我们不会再面临灭亡的命运。
Therefore, we will not face the destiny of destruction.
在旧约当中，我们很快就我们就要读利未记了，就有很多的记要再现。
And we're going to read the book of Leviticus soon, and we will see there will be many offerings to be made.
其中有一个叫赎罪祭。
One is the sin offering.
他用公牛或者公羊或者是那个斑鸠呢，来代替了人献给神。
And that's when Israelites offered bulls, lambs, and turtle doves as sin offerings.
来到赎罪。
To redeem.
而这个只是个预表。
And that's it's just a symbol.
主才是我们真正的那个赎罪祭。
Because God is only God is our true sin offering for us.
一次的献上，永远的叫我们脱离律法的咒诅。
By His once for all sacrifice, we are forever delivered from the curse of the law.
我们不再被定罪。
We are no longer condemned.
因为我们的罪与主耶稣同钉在十字架上面。
Because our sins were crucified with Christ on the cross.
我们得到真正的自由。
We have obtained true freedom.
也因着这样的救赎，我们得到神给我们的救恩。
And because of God's redemption, we have received salvation.
我们只要做一件事情，就是相信接受。
We only have to do one thing, that is to believe and to accept.
而不是因为我们有什么做了什么功行，我们做了什么有什么的行为，使我们可以得到这样的一个救恩。
And this is not through that we can do any human merit or any spiritual practice that we can deserve this salvation.
这就是以弗所书二章八到九节说，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
So Ephesians 2 verses 8 to 9 tells us, For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast.
这个救恩实在是神给我们的浩大的恩典。
This is truly a great grace that God has given us.
我们凭着信，我们就能接受。
We can receive this by through faith.
而并不是靠着我们有什么功行，靠着我们有什么神在看我们有什么行为而来评价我们的。
Rather than through any action or our own work, that we can be saved.
这是我当我很年轻的时候，我有个很错误的观念。
And when I was young, I had this wrong understanding about this.
我曾经真心真意的决志信主。
I sincerely accepted the Lord as my Savior.
但后来有一段时间我远离了神了。
But afterwards, there's a time where I stopped attending meetings. I was away from the Lord.
我很长时间不聚会、不祷告、不读经。
For a long time, I stopped attending meetings, stopped reading the Bible, and stopped praying.
也常常犯罪。
And I sinned often.
心里面知道大大的得罪主。
In my heart, I knew I offended God greatly.
但是我发觉到我没办法改过，我没办法没有能力来改变。
Yet I discovered that I did not have the power to repent or the power to change.
我那个时候真的怀疑我有没有得救啊。
Back then, I often wondered whether I was truly saved or not.
我是不是会下地狱
？Whether I would go to hell or not.
直到主再给我机会回转的时候。
Until then, when God gave me an opportunity to return.
而我认识了这个真理之后，我才知道说，我所得着的这个的救赎不会改变的。
And after knowing this truth, that was then when I knew that I would not lose my salvation.
我不会再失去的，因为神已经给了我了。
I will not lose it again because God has already given it to me.
在加太书第四章四到五节说。
In Galatians chapter 4 verses 4 to 5 it tells us
即是时候满足神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生且生在律法以下要把律法以下的人赎出来叫我们得着儿子的名分
But when the fullness of
The time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, and to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons.
所以神不单单只是要让我们成为一个义的奴仆而已。
So not only did God want us to be slaves of righteousness,
他要我们恢复我们成为神儿子的实际。
He wanted to restore the reality of us being God's sons.
所以牧师说救赎是一个客观的事实。
Pastor Mary has said that redemption is an objective fact.
主耶稣已经为我们完成了。
God, Jesus Christ has already completed that for us.
而救恩却是要让我们一点一滴的，我们不断的经历，然后我们得着成为我们的。
And salvation is something that we have to experience little by little until it has become ours.
主的救恩非常的大。
Salvation is very big.
他，我们可以知道说主的救恩包括什么呢？包括他成为我们的供应。
And what does salvation include? It includes that he has become our righteousness.
他是我们的医治。
He's our healing.
我们再数下去有非常的多。
And as we count on, there are so many others.
在今天我想用路加福音第十五章来讲主的救恩，让我们恢复了我们三件事情。
But today I want to share about three aspects of God's restoring work of the salvation from Luke chapter 15.
路加福音第十五章是我们非常熟悉的一段圣经。
We're all familiar with Luke chapter 15.
不过我想说，在这段时间我们不再读这段圣经，但是我们可不可以打开这段圣经，我们可以一同来看。
If you want, you can open the Bible and read it with us.
我们这里面有三个的比喻。
There are three parables in this chapter.
一个是迷羊的比喻。
One is the parable of the lost sheep.
一个失去银钱的比喻。
The lost coin.
一个是儿子迷失的比喻。
And lastly, the parable of the lost son.
第一个比喻是讲一个牧人，他有一百只羊。
In the first parable, we would know that there's a shepherd who had 100 sheep.
有一只走失了。
One goes astray.
那牧羊人就将99只放在旷野里面去找那只迷失的那只。
So the shepherd left the 99 in the wilderness and goes after the lost one.
为什么那一只会迷失呢？
And why did that sheep wander away?
也许他看见别的地方有草吃。
Maybe it saw grass somewhere else.
也许他看见别的地方风景好。
Or some beautiful scenery he wanted to explore.
或者他看见，在那个地方有一些别的羊，他想过去跟他们玩。
Or maybe he wanted to play with other sheep somewhere else.
但是没有想过，他因为这样子走离了羊群之后，他可能堕落在一个的危险的地方。
But not knowing that once he has left the flock, he fell into danger and is trapped somewhere else.
可能他丢进去一个陷阱，他走不出来了。
Maybe he fell, it fell into a trap and couldn't escape.
但是当这个的牧羊人因着爱，他去找他。
But this shepherd went to find him because of love.
可能会经过很多的不同的环境里面，他将他找回来。
Maybe after going through different circumstances, the shepherd has found the sheep.
也许他看见这些羊受伤了。
Maybe the sheep is wounded.
所以他就将他扛着这个羊带回家里面去。
So he carried it on his shoulders and brought it home.
帮他包裹，让他在他家里面好好的养伤。
And wrap it up, and so he can heal.
这个就说。说到这个就是我的光景。
And this one was once my condition.
我刚才提到说我曾经离开过主很远。
I just mentioned that I went away from the Lord for a long time.
我那个时候观念就想说我离开教会一阵子没关系，我有一天可以回来的。
I thought to myself, I can just leave the church a little bit and I'll come back.
我暂时离开一下了。
I'll just leave temporarily, I'll come back.
而我有圣经放在书架上面。
I have the Bible on my bookshelf.
我随时随地可以拿下来读啊。
I can always read it whenever I want.
哎呀，我不会不读的。
I will always read it.
但是就是因为有这种心态。
But because of this mindset.
一天一天的放松。
Day by day, I loosened up.
一天一天的给自己一个理由，我不去做这些事情。
Day by day, I gave myself an excuse not to do these things.
我成为迷羊。
and I became the lost sheep.
我没有力量来到恢复。
I didn't have the power to restore.
教会对我而言，忽然间变成一个很陌生的地方。
And the church suddenly became a strange place to me.
我最怕什么？
What was I afraid of the most?
我最怕弟兄姐妹打电话给我，问候我，你最近怎么样？
I was afraid to see brothers and sisters call me up and greet me.
以前好像很好的弟兄姐妹，忽然间成为陌路人。
And the brothers and sisters that I was close with, they became strangers.
然后那个时候我乱七八糟的很多的书，我都去看。
I would read all kinds of other books.
但是唯一不看的就是圣经。
Except the Bible.
我情愿在享受那个的最终之乐。
I rather indulge in the pleasures of sin.
我不敢向神祷告。
And I did not dare pray to God.
为什么？
Why?
我怕我祷告之后，神就开始来责罚我了。
I was afraid that if I started praying, God would start to punish me.
有很多很多错误的观念在里面。
There were many incorrect concepts in my mind.
但是神绝对并不是这样一位神。
But God is not such a God.
神是 always 给我们机会的神。
God always gives us an opportunity.
他没有放弃我。
He didn't give up on me.
他预备环境叫我回到神的家里面。
He prepared the circumstance so I could return to God's home.
他带领我回到家里面之后，叫我恢复与他这个正常的关系。
After leading me back to his house, he has restored a normal relationship with me.
他因着弟兄姐妹的鼓励，让我再次对神的话有所渴慕。
Because of the encouragement of brothers and sisters, I regained my desire to God's word.
因着我遇见事情，弟兄姐妹为我带祷，让我真的知道说神是听祷告的神。
And in difficult times, brothers and sisters pray for me so I could see that God is the God who listens to prayers.
神对我而言不再是一个很遥远在天上的神。
God was no longer a distant God who was up high in heaven.
他是在我生活里面我可以经历的神。
He was the God I could experience in my daily life.
有了主就有了生命。
Where the Lord is, there is life.
这个比喻来是告诉我们，神要恢复我们该有的生命。
And this parable shows us that God wants to restore us, wants to restore the life that ought to be.
恢复我们跟主之间一个正常的关系。
And to restore our proper relationship with the Lord.
虽然我不止在这里讲过这个见证一次，
I know I have shared this testimony more than once.
但是我真的要提醒弟兄姐妹不要重蹈我的覆辙。
But I really want to remind the brothers and sisters not to repeat my mistakes.
我们今天好好的做一个基督徒，我们就千万不要试探主。
We do not want to tempt the Lord as we are Christians.
我今天好好的聚会，我就不要停止聚会。
And we should attend meetings regularly instead of stop attending it.
我们每一天在读圣经，我们要好好的每天遵着照着主的话去读。
As we read the Bible daily, we should read it diligently.
当我们真的好像这些我们讲做基督徒最基本的工作我们去做的时候，神会祝福我们的。
As we do this basic works as Christians, God will bless us.
神要将一个丰盛的生命赐给我们。
God wants to bless us with abundant life.
所以我们得着神，我们可以更多的将我们的生命更加的丰富。
Once we have received the Lord, it will make our life more abundantly.
第二个比喻讲一个富人他有十块的钱，但是却失去了一块了。
And the second parable tells us of a woman who had 10 silver coins but lost one.
然后他点着灯，然后打这个整个屋子里面细细的找。
She lit a lamp and carefully searched the house until she found it.
直到找着为止。
Until she found it.
我们知道钱是有价值的。
We all know that money has value.
它有它的功用。
It has its usefulness.
但是如果这个钱丢了，
But once if the money is lost,
它的价值跟功用没有了。
Its function is also lost.
这个妇人预表了圣灵。
The woman represents the Holy Spirit.
我们也可以说它是教会。
We can also say it could be a church. It could be the church.
然后钱是我们。
And the coin represents us.
所以我们在神的 手中是有一定的功用的。
Therefore, we have certain value in the hands of God.
彼得前书二章五节说。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 5 tells us.
你们来到主面前，也就像活石。被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
You also, as living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
这里所讲的你们，就是我们当中每一位的弟兄姐妹。
The you here refers to every brother and sisters among us.
主自己是活石。
The Lord Himself is the living stone.
他成为宝贵的房角石。
He has become the precious cornerstone.
而我们同样是建殿的材料。
And we are the materials for building His house.
主要用我们建造他的家。
The Lord wants us to use us to build His dwelling place.
前阵子我们读了出埃及记讲了说祭司的功用的时候。
And recently we read about the function of the priests.
我们讲到祭司是办理神的事。
We said that priests are people who handle the things of God.
将人带到神的面前。
They bring people before God.
也将神带到我们的当中。
And also bring God amongst, to the people.
所以我们要做圣洁的祭司。
And we are to be holy priests.
在我们所处的环境当中来做祭司。
In whatever environment we are in, we are to be priests.
我们为人父母的，我们应该将我们的孩子带到神的面前。
As parents, we should bring our children before God.
那么从小就能敬畏神。
So that they may fear God from young age.
让他们认识我们这位神是全有全足全丰的神。
So that they know that our God is the all-sufficient and abundant God.
我们有需要，不单单只是说哦，我们跟父母讲我们要什么。
Whenever we have a need, we don't only tell that to our parents.
我们可以带他们到神的面前来祷告，跟天父来求。
We can teach them to pray and to pray to the Heavenly Father.
带他们来经历什么是借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将他们所需要的告诉神。
We can teach them through prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving to make their requests known to God.
这就是我们做父母成为家里面祭司的责任。
This is the responsibility of us parents becoming the priest in the household.
将我们的孩子带到神的面前。
Bring our kids before God.
将神带到他们的生命里面。
And bring God to the lives.
今年我们的退休会主题是做耶稣基督的见证人。
And this year the theme of our retreat is to be witnesses of Jesus Christ.
我们可以是在我们同事、我们的朋友跟邻居当中成为他的见证人。
We are his witnesses among our coworkers, friends, and neighbors.
将神带到我们还不没有认识神的人的当中
，and bring God to those who do not yet know Him。
也可以将软弱的肢体带到神的面前。
And we can also bring weak members and their needs before the Lord。
这些都是祭司的功用。
These are all priestly functions。
我们的功用不单是在教会里面。
And our function should not be limited to activities within the church。
而是在神所给我们的。每时每刻里面我们都能发挥这样的功用。
Rather we should be able to fulfill this function at all times.
当然我们必须要有这个心愿主啊你来用我。
But we firstly needs to have this mentality, Lord, please use me.
也的确神不会将我们救赎回来之后不将功用给我们的。
God will not redeem us and put us aside without any function.
那个在我们知道那个比喻讲到说那个主人将五千银子两千银子一千银子给他的仆人。
We know the parable that the master gave 5,000, 3,000 and 1,000 to his servants.
英文里面他讲说 talent.
The English version uses the word talent.
5 talent, 2 talent, 1 talent.
5 talent, 3 talent, 2 talent and 1 talent.
所以最少就是神会给我们一个 talent。
So at least each one should at least receive 1 talent.
不要将我们这个 talent 埋在土里面。
Don't bury our talent under the ground.
神给我们，我们要发挥功用。
God has given this to us and we should make it work.
我们不因着我们的年纪说，哦，我们年纪太小，或者我们年纪太大了，所以我这个功用暂时不发挥了。
We should not say because I'm young or I'm old, I'm not going to use this talent.
我们可以在不同的时期里面，我们可以有不同功用。
In different seasons of our life, we can have different functions.
但是神绝对有用我们的时候。
But God will surely use us.
所以求主真的帮助我们，让我们真的可以寻找到我们自己在神家里面的功用。
So may the Lord help us so we can discover our functions in the house of God.
是的，有些服事我们是在台前的。
Some services in the church may be visible.
然后在教会的服事里面也有很多是在幕后的。
And there are some behind the scenes as well.
如果我们转头，我们再看后面的 sound booth.
If you turn your head, you will see the sound booth in the back.
我们有很多的年轻人在服侍。
We see many young people serving there.
但是这些年轻人，有些人他就要准备去大学了。
But many of them will leave us and go to college soon.
可能我们在那边就会失去一个可以使用的人。
We may lose a person that's who's serving.
但是我们相信，当我主要将这个功用补满的时候。我们当中，我们弟兄姐妹，如果你们有感动的话，都可以来跟教会报名。我们可以来做 projector， 我们可以来做那个 video recording。
So if you're moved to be video recording or projector, please feel free to sign up with the church.
盼望我们都可以将我们自己摆上在神的家中。
May we all put ourselves into the house of God.
让我们真的借着服事，我们可以更多的找出我们的自己是谁。
And through serving, we can find out more who we are.
找到我们的功用是在什么地方。
And to discover what our function is.
我也听说这个守园牧师在他的小家当中，呼召还没有服侍的弟兄姐妹都出来服侍。
I heard that Pastor Mary encouraged brothers and sisters in her small group who are not yet serving to participate in the service.
没有一个人开始的时候会侍奉的。
And no one knows how to serve from the very beginning.
但是当我们愿意被训练的话，
But as long as we are willing to be trained,
神一定可以让我们的功用可以发挥出来。
God will let us do our function, perform our function.
这是圣灵在我们身上的工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit in us.
他要成全我们，发挥我们该有的功用。
He will perfect us into our function to perform our functions.
求主，我们当中还没有服侍的弟兄姐妹，让我们都可以来求主，让我们显示出我们的功用出来。
If you don't have if you're not serving yet, may the Lord reveal our functions to you.
然后第三个比喻讲到是一个儿子迷失的比喻。
And the third parable is the parable of the lost son.
这个故事说一个父亲有两个儿子。
The story tells us that a father had two sons.
小儿子因为想过自己的生活呢，他就要求父亲将他的应得的产业呢分给他。
The younger son, because he wanted to live his own life, he asked his father for his portion of the inheritance.
然后之后他就远走高飞，然后任意放荡的生活。
So he went afar and lived recklessly.
后来他耗尽了他所有，并且在经历的饥荒。
Eventually, he wasted everything and famine arose.
他就非常的穷苦，生活非常的潦倒。
He became very poor and his condition became miserable.
他甚至要去放猪，然后甚至要希望抢着猪吃的东西来吃。
And he had to feed the pigs and even wanted to eat the food the pigs were eating.
当他忽然醒悟了，他父亲就是一个大财主。
But then suddenly he came to himself and he realized that his father was actually a very wealthy person.
他可以回去求他。
And he could return and ask him for favor.
让他雇佣他来做一个雇工。
He wanted to ask his father to hire him as a servant.
他不敢再说我是你的儿子。
He no longer dared to say that he was the son.
所以当他回去的时候，他还来不及跟父亲来提到这个事情。
But when he returned, before he could even say that his request to his father,
他的父亲远远地看到他的时候，就跑过去将他拥抱一下。
The father saw him from afar, ran to embrace him and kissed him.
对，他也跟他亲嘴了。
The father even kissed him.
对，然后吩咐仆人将最好的一个袍子给他穿。
The father also commanded the servants to bring the best robe.
将戒指戴在他的手上。
Put a ring on his hand.
给他穿上鞋。
And sandals on his feet.
然后去宰那个肥牛犊来庆祝他儿子回来了。
And to slaughter the fatted calf to celebrate his return.
他的父亲看到是一个怎么样的人呢？
What did his father see?
他并不是看到一个悖逆的儿子回来。
The father did not see a rebellious son.
他不是看见一个曾经叫他失望的儿子。
Or a son who once disappointed him.
他所看到是他天天想念着，盼着他有一天可以回来的小儿子。
He saw the younger son he had longed for every day, hoping that he would one day come home.
他所看到的是一个死而复活、失而又得的儿子。
He saw a son who was dead and is alive again, who was lost and is found.
这是父亲的心。
This is a father's heart.
我们做父母亲，我们也有我们才会体谅到什么是父亲的心。
Once we have become parents, we will understand the parent's heart.
我们都并不是完美的。父母亲，我们也没有完美的儿女。
We know that we're not perfect parents, nor do we have perfect children.
当我们孩子到青少年的时候，有很多的想法跟我们很不一样。
When our kids are in their teenage years, they have different thoughts than us.
我们就不要讲我现在的我们的孩子怎么样，我就想着我青少年的时候，我怎么样去跟我父母亲有很多不一样的想法。
Not to mention my own kids, but when I was a teenager, I had very different opinions with my father.
我看起来是比较乖一个人啊。
I look like a very obedient child.
但是我心里面其实很反叛的。
But in my heart, I was actually rebellious.
其实有很多时候，我跟那个父母亲在要求我，就是你好好读书啊。
My parents often ask me just to study well.
那除了读书以外呢，你都算不错的。
读书以外算不错。And other than studying well, you're a pretty good person.
但是就是因为读书不好，所以呢，他整天就用那个藤条打我。
But because I did not have good grades, I was beaten up often.
所以我心里面就有一些的积怨在里面。
So there's some resentment in my heart.
我就想说有一天哦，就是我独立的时候，我就赶快离开这个家。
And I wanted to leave the house once I was able to become independent.
是我真的发觉到原来我有很多的话在那个时候我真的让我父母亲真的伤心。
Then I realized that I have spoken many words that hurt the heart of my parents.
我曾经真的离家出走过。
I actually escaped from the homes once before.
对，让他们感觉很难过。
And that saddened their hearts.
我那个时候想说，也许这个是我报复的作用的所做的事情吧。
And that's something I did out of revenge.
直到有一天我真的成为父亲的时候。
Until one day that when I became a father.
我就想着为了我所做的这些事情，我真的写封信给他们，跟他们道歉。
And I wrote a letter to my parents to apologize and confess my wrongs.
我发现我错了。
I realized that I was so wrong in the past.
我年轻的时候，我真的不知道什么是父母亲的心。
When I was young, I did not understand the hearts of a parent.
我伤透了他们的心。
I have hurt their heart completely.
但是当我真的跟他们提起这些事情的时候。
But when I mentioned those past to them.
但是他们只记得说我们美好的时光。
Yet they only remember the happy memories we shared together.
他们不再记得就这些不高兴不开心的事情。
They did not remember all these unhappy things.
父亲的心。
That's a father's heart.
哇，这个就是说明到有我们的天父的心是什么样。
That tells us how the heart of our heavenly Father is.
他 要我们得着的并不是叫我们有遭受什么的刑罚。
He didn't want us to be punished.
他们要我们不是要让我们成为奴仆。
He didn't want us to be slaves.
他要我们是我们要恢复我们做儿子的身份。
He wants to restore our sonship with him.
父亲他所要的是要得着儿子。
A father wants to have a son.
所以他看见这个小儿子回来的时候，他所看见的是他宝贝的儿子回来了。
So when the father saw the younger son returning, he saw his dear son returning home.
今天神也是这样子看我们。
This is how God sees us today.
那这个父亲还有一个大儿子。
And there was also an older son in the house.
这个大儿子的心情却跟这父亲的心情完全不一样。
Yet this older son felt differently than the father.
他这个大儿子看到弟弟回来的时候，他不但没有表现的那个高兴的样子。
And when the older son saw his younger brother's return, instead of rejoicing, he was not happy.
我想他心里面会想说：“你为什么回来了？”
He felt that why did the younger son return?
他认为这个小儿子不配做他父亲的儿子。
Because he felt the younger son was not worthy to be called his father's son.
不配做他的家人。
He's not worthy to be part of the family.
这是他父亲对小儿子回来的举动呢，却惹怒了他了。
And the father's joyful acceptance of the younger son angered him.
为什么这个大儿子那么生气啊？
Why was the older son so angry?
因为他想到这个小儿子行为不检。
Because he thought about this younger son's sinful behavior.
但是他一回来的时候，父亲呢欢天喜地的来接了他。
Yet after returning, the father gladly welcomed him.
欢迎他。
And welcomed him.
他想到，那我呢？
And he thought, what about me?
我服侍我的父亲那么久了。
I have been serving my father for so long.
我父亲有没有表现一点对我的欣赏啊？
Did my father appreciate me?
有没有一些赏赐给我？
And do I have, did I receive any reward?
我不知道大家怎么去想这个大儿子。
I don't know how you think of the older son.
这个心态是个儿子的心态吗？
Is this a mentality of a son?
我感觉啊，他虽然住在家中，
Even though he was living in the house.
但是他不知道什么是家。
But he did not understand what a home truly meant.
家不单是只是一个做事的地方。
Home is not just a workplace.
家是应该有温度的地方。
A home is a place filled with warmth.
家不是一个计算利益的地方。
Home is not governed by calculating profits and loss.
家是当有家人有损失有受伤的时候，其他家人应该为他担忧的地方。
A home is when a family member suffers loss or is hurt, the others will worry for him.
并且会以行动来做保护顾惜这样有需要的弟兄 的家人。
And will take action to protect and care for the family member.
大儿子虽然为儿子，
The older son, even though he was the son.
但是他确实有雇工的心态。
But yet he had the mentality of a hired servant.
父亲跟他说，
The father told him.
儿啊，你常和我同在，我一切所有的都是你的。
Son, you are always with me, and all that I have is yours.
我所有一切的都是你的。
All that I have is yours.
神早就将一切给了这个儿子。
God has already given everything to this son.
这个儿子却不自知。
为什么？
他这儿子却不自知。
Oh, yet the son did not know that.
这个也是我们常常有的光景。
This is the condition we have often.
神已经将很多的恩典给我们。
God has given us much grace.
我们随时可以领受，我们可以来使用的。
We can withdraw from it and we can use it.
但是我们习惯来计较，我们习惯来计算。
But we're used to calculating and to calculate.
我们却没办法从神那里得着这一切。
But we cannot receive everything from the Lord.
当我们活在神的家里面，我们却没办法以主的心为心的时候。
And when we live in the God's house, yet we cannot take the Lord's heart as our own.
我们就很容易落入这种计较利益、计较地位，然后会论断别人怎么样的光景里面。
We begin calculating benefits and positions, and we often judge how others do things.
甚至我们都有侍奉的，我们都有奉献的，但是我们的心还在自己的身上。
We may serve or offer already, but our hearts remain centered on ourselves.
我们是用我们的眼光来看事情。
We see from our own perspectives.
而不是从神的眼光来看事情。
Rather than from God's perspective.
我们是否可以体谅到许许多多有需要的人需要神呢？
Can we see that many people who are in need, they need God?
地上有很多的人正在有需要当中。
There are many people in need on earth.
神给我们是否要让我们成为别人的帮助？
God has given to us in order to be blessings to others.
神让我们丰富，是否要补满别人不足呢？
God has made us abundant so we can support others lack.
圣经讲了一个原则，多的没有余，少的没有缺。
There's a principle in the Bible that the one who has more will not have extra.
这是神家里面的实际。
That's the reality of God's house.
天父不单单要恢复小儿子的儿子的身份。
The Heavenly Father will not only restore the sonship of the younger son.
他也要恢复大儿子儿子的身份。
He also wants to restore the older son's sonship.
用父亲的心去体恤家人。
To care the family with the father's heart.
用神的眼光来看待神的家。
And to view the household through God, through God's eyes.
神何等愿意将他一切的丰富，他的产业赐给我们。
He wants to give us all his inheritance and all his blessings to us.
他是全有全足全丰的神。
He is the all-sufficient and abundant God.
我们是他儿女，他已经将这一切的丰富给了我们了。
And we are his children, he already has given all this to us.
主已经将他自己给了我们，他就是我们的救恩。
The Lord Jesus has given us himself, and that is our great salvation.
我们要认清我们的身份，我们是神的儿女。
We need to understand our identity that we are the children of God.
所以我们可以有这个权利，用神所给我们的一切的恩赐。
So we have this right to use all the abundance and blessings God has given us.
但是我们也有义务，我们既然是儿女，就是后世。
And since we are children, we are also heirs.
我们要为我们的神来分担在家里面的一切的需要。
Therefore, we need to share the responsibility of the Father's household.
求主让我们真能同心合意的来一同侍奉神。
May the Lord help us to serve the Lord together in one accord.
在神的家中，我们一同来操练恩赐。
And practice our spiritual gifts in God's house.
在祷告里面，在侍奉里面，我们更多明白神的心意。
And in prayer and through prayer and service, we know more about God's heart.
我们来寻求神究竟在我们这个家里面，他要我们做什么？他要我们给什么？他要我们经历什么？
And we seek together what God wants to give us and what his heart is.
使他的心能心满意足。
So that the Lord may be fully satisfied.
弟兄姐妹，神正在做恢复的工作在我们当中。
Brothers and sisters, God is doing the restoring work among us.
圣父、圣子、圣灵一同来工作在我们里面。
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit all work together in our heart.
他将的恩典天天的赐给我们，让我们经历，让我们每一天都得着更多他的救恩。
He gives us grace daily so we can experience it and we can gain more of his salvation.
我们每一个人可以得到更丰盛的生命。
We can gain his life more abundantly.
我们的功用可以更多的显明。
And our functions can be revealed more.
我们可以更能分担父神他的需要。
And we can bear the responsibility of the Father.
今天我们是活在一个神给我们何等荣耀的一个的地方。
And we're living in such a glorious place.
最后我想唱一首诗歌，我们诗歌本第97首《居荣美之地》。
And lastly, let's sing hymn number 97, Dwelling in Pure Land.
说前在埃及为罪奴仆，不知何为自由。
It tells us that far away the noise of strife upon my ear is falling.
良心常有罪的重负，无处得拯救。
Then I know the sins of earth beset on every hand.
如今属地事物缠累，对我再无关系。
Doubt and fear and things of earth in vain to me are calling.
无何能使我离荣美之地。
None of these shall move me from Beulah land.
今天我们就活在这个荣美之地。
Now we're living in this Beulah land.
今天我们已经得到这个浩大的救恩。
We all have received this great salvation.
弟兄姐妹，让我们在很喜乐的，我们来唱这首诗歌。
Let's sing this hymn with a joyful heart.
我们真的可以天天的经历得到主更多给我们的救恩。
So we can receive and experience this great salvation daily.
我们一同站立。
Let's all stand.And may this hymn to, be used to respond to today's message. Now we're living in this Beulah land instead of Egypt. And everything that has been bounding us.It will be set free here.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
把我们从埃及迁到荣美之地。
That you have moved us from Egypt into the Beulah land.
今天我们都住在荣美之地的里面。
Now we all dwell in the Beulah land.
但是我们要说，主，我们还没有完全得到这个浩大的救恩。
But we want to say we have not gained this great salvation fully.
是的，我们已经得着了。
Yes, we have received it.
但是我们在经历里面，我们还没有完全的得着。
But we have not gained it completely in our experience.
你还要用我们一生的日子制作在我们的身上。
You will use the days of our lives to mold us.
使我们越来越像你。
So that we can be more like you.
使我们再继续得着这个浩大的救恩。
So that we can continue gaining this great salvation.
主，我们住在家中。
We live in a household,
但是我们却不像孩子。
But we're not like children.
哦，有很多孩子应该想的、应该做的，我们还没有做到。
There are many things a child can do and should do, we have not done so.
你已经救赎我们。
You have already redeemed us.
你已经恢复我们的生命。
You have restored our lives.
但是主啊，我们还需要我们的功用被恢复。
But we also need our functions to be restored.
我们要知道我们在神的家中是有用的。
We need to know that we are useful in the house of God.
我们求你告诉我们，我们能够做什么。
May you tell us what we can do.
我们也要求你把一个儿子的实际做在我们的身上。
May we also mold the reality of a son into our hearts.
我们不是那个迷失的儿子。
We're not the lost son.
我们不是任性的儿子。
We're not the rebellious son.
我们乃是要在神的家中做一个讨父亲喜悦的儿子。
But we want to be a son that pleases his father in the house in the father's house.
主，我们常常还非常的不成熟。
We are often immature.
我们求你帮助我们。
May you help us.
我们求你继续的做工在我们的身上。
May you continue work in our hearts.
让我们能够真正成为那个你所喜悦的儿子。
So we can be the son who pleases your heart.
求你祝福你的话语。
Please bless your word.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.